Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned captain right here on my flagship station, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, the radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on a Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And let's not forget that you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, we're going to go all the way out to California tonight, and we're going to reach out. And Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
It's a little warmer than what it was. It's 63 degrees outside. Thank you, guys. It's 63 degrees outside, clear skies, so it's a little warmer than what it's been, so that's a good thing. Don't need the heavy coats tonight, and there's no wind blowing, so there you go. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, Kyle, I want to give a special shout-out to the Sarasota Patriots and thank them for inviting me to come speak to them last night. Very good group of patriotic people. We shared a lot of ideas and thoughts and had quite a group chat in there. And I just steered the wheel a little bit, and I think that everybody got a lot out of what was said.
That sounds great. Yeah, glad you had a great time, and I'm sure a lot of great things were said.
Yep, and the snacks weren't bad either. All right, let me start with Senator Ron Johnson, who yesterday said that Joe Biden's Homeland Security is hiding the exact number of illegals that have been released into the U.S.
Well, you know, Captain, typically, you know, I thought the administration wanted to be very transparent about things, and we hear about that, especially even before the election, it's how wonderful it's all going to be. But they certainly don't seem to want everybody to know exactly where people are going, because a lot of times people who have come across the border are being taken in the dead of night somewhere and dropped off. And we just, as far as I know, we don't have any real tally of that.
Well, we had 78 flights reportedly that came into Florida that went into Jacksonville and went into Pensacola. And then people were moved around wherever from those two locations. But our Attorney General, Ashley Moody, has gone after Biden now and said flying illegals into Florida is going to stop. And we want it stopped, and we want to know where these people are. And, of course, they're not telling anybody.
Well, of course not. And, you know, Captain, I would just raise the question, the Biden administration is doing this in the middle of a pandemic. We don't know the COVID status of so many of these people who have come into the country. And it just seems to me, Captain, in the midst of vaccine mandates for American businesses and all kinds of things, show your COVID card and all these things, but yet when it comes to illegal immigrants coming into the country, they don't really seem to care about that. I just think that's very inconsistent at the very least.
Well, yeah, that's the understatement of the year. And, of course, you know, it's all part of the gilded plan, if you will, keep us in the dark, a fundamental transformation of America. But Rick Perry also spoke up yesterday talking about the oil industry. Of course, he's the former Texas governor, longest serving governor in Texas, and former member of the Bush cabinet, and was also a member of the Trump cabinet. And he said that Biden is trying to bring America to its knees on oil.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, with even talk about shutting down another pipeline, by the way, and just everything is anti-energy, it seems. Under the Trump administration, it seemed like we were very pro-energy. We wanted to create more of it. We were exporting energy.
Of course.
We affected the global market. And by the way, Captain, I saw some coverage earlier tonight about Joe Biden and whether or not he could have any effect on gas prices. And the consensus of the news report was he has no control over anything because it's a global market. And they played the energy secretary saying there's a cartel. But yet there is something he could do, and they glossed right over it. He could have us drill for more oil. He can affect the price of gas in this country. And by not being able to be oil independent the way we were under Trump, we are just asking for more problems with the Middle East and also a national security issue, being able to defend ourselves properly. And if our economy goes south because of gas prices and the like, then we're in real trouble.
When the price of oil went up under the Trump administration and OPEC was trying to squeeze us back then, and Iran and all these other countries that don't like us were looking for that $100 barrel of oil, Donald Trump said, drill, baby, drill, and we did. And we just absolutely took oil and produced it, and caused the price to go down and stay down. If you remember right, oil was down in the 20s and 30s.
That's exactly right. And again, that affects our ability to deal with issues in the Middle East, and now it's rising, rising, rising.
That's right, because they knew if they ticked us off, we were going to dump another bunch of oil on the market. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, too. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get...
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program is being brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow, and MyPillow.com is a website where you go and take a look at all the different things that he has for sale. Now, I could sit here and tell you about all the different items, and you save this, and you save that, and you do this, and you do that. But the best thing for you to do is to go to the website, see the articles for yourself, the items that he's got there on the homepage, and remember, it says the price is so-and-so and such with your promo code. Well, the promo code is always going to be Captain. Very simple, Captain. That's the promo code that gets you the discount. But if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is a logo link that's right there, it says click here for additional savings, it's going to open up a page with about two dozen or more items right there that are going to be just insanely low-priced items. And you're going to love what you see. And there certainly is plenty of stuff there to give to anybody for Christmas, for whatever age group, whatever male, female, whatever they happen to be. You can certainly make a lot of people happy right there at MyPillow.com. So don't forget, MyPillow.com, the website. While you're there, check out the Radio Listener Specials page. The promo code is always going to be Captain. You can call them if you don't want to do the internet thing at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And you'll be able to get whatever you want and have yourself stuff for Christmas. And by the way, it's got a 60-day return policy. So if you buy it now, it's going to be around for Christmas time. And if they don't like what they got, you can just send it back. No questions asked. So there you go.
MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, as we wander along, China's military is really starting to get pushy. And yesterday they said they had conducted a combat readiness patrol in the direction of the Taiwanese Strait after its defense ministry condemned a visit to Taiwan by a U.S. congressional delegation promising to see to it that Taiwan was defended by the United States.
Yeah, this is, again, we're seeing a lot of this, these tensions ratchet up. The specter of China looking to do something, and I think to do something sooner than later. We've heard President Xi mention this many times now, and I do believe that they have their sights set on reunification, because remember, China looks at Taiwan as, again, part of China.
Right.
They get very, very testy if anybody talks about Taiwan being its own nation, and certainly there's a dance that is done diplomatically in Washington as to how Taiwan is interacts with the American government, this kind of thing. But these different sorties that they've been doing in their direction and going through the with the Navy ships and so forth, this is big time. They're probing, and they're also, I think, gauging the international temperature about this. Then Joe Biden adding a lot of confusion into the mix by saying we would defend Taiwan, and then having to have that walked back and said, no, that's not the official United States position. And a lot of people think it should be, but they're going to do something sooner than later because they feel that they could do it. And I think that's one of the key factors. If you had somebody like a Trump or a Reagan in office, you know, that of that ilk, they would think twice. But I think they're looking at Joe Biden and thinking, this guy doesn't even know what planet he's on. And most of the time, it seems we can do what we want.
Now, the national debate is continuing over the vaccine mandates, correct?
Of course, yes.
And a couple of things happened yesterday here in Florida late in the afternoon. I heard about them last night on the way back from Sarasota. Number one, the Miami-Dade School District did away with the mask mandate there. It's no longer mandatory that you have to wear a mask in school.
Interesting.
And that's because the numbers have dropped down to almost nothing.
Well, right. And we also know that children seem to not be quite as affected, shall we say, as other folks as you get up, into the late teens, 20s and on. And that's varying degrees from there. But so many parents, too. And I think even educators are worried about the fact that kids are sitting around in masks all day. We're not designed to live wearing a mask over our mouth and nose. It's just that simple. I understand the various applications of that, but for the kids who appear to not be as a great risk, it's hard for them.
And then the second county in South Florida, right up the road from Miami-Dade, Broward County, which is Fort Lauderdale, made the mask mandate optional. Wear the mask if you want.
Well, and people should be able to do, you know, as they wish with that. That becomes in the realm of personal decision as well. And I see people, you know, you go out into the, you go to the grocery store, some people are wearing a mask. If there's no mask mandate, but they're wearing a mask, and so that's up to them.
Yeah, the sign in the grocery store here, I was in Publix yesterday for a short bit, and the sign was something like masks are preferred but not required.
Yes, and part of that, too, I think, is that they have a sign, or an establishment like that would have a sign to help with any liability. Someone may say, I got COVID by coming into your establishment. Well, we have a sign out there that warns people about this, so, you know, you need to wear a mask if you feel like you need to, that kind of thing.
Speaking of a sign, the disgraced news anchor, Brian Williams, who used to be very well respected, the NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams, is leaving NBC, and in particular has posted MSNBC, where he's been doing the news, after 28 years with NBC.
28 years, that's right. And I remember seeing Brian Williams, especially in the early days of MSNBC, and he had an hour-long news program, and he had a panel discussion and so forth, and it got off to quite a good start. But Brian Williams, of course, had come up with a story about being, I think, in Iraq back in 2003 during the invasion, where he said he took fire. It was on a Chinook helicopter and so forth.
But yeah, never fired it on the way in.
And there was nothing, evidently not true. It kind of reminds me, remember when Hillary landed
in Kosovo?
They
under
were
fire.
Under fire, and then they came out with the video of her, like, shaking hands and saying hello to everyone on the tarmac.
Yeah, getting off the helicopter and walking over there and shaking hands with the dignitaries.
Yeah.
But she was under fire.
She was under fire with a mad dash to the terminal or something like that, mm-hmm. for fear of being, you know, hit. But obviously that wasn't even the case there. But Brian Williams, he did, you know, sort of fess up to all that, and NBC was not happy about that. But he's gone on. But he says he's not going to renew his contract, wants to spend time with his family.
I'll make my prediction right now. He'll appear on the podcast scene.
Very possible, yes.
Yeah, because you can actually make a living doing the podcast if you know what you're doing and have sponsors, and it can be done, I know.
Yeah, and he's only 62, and so I'm sure he wants to continue in some fashion.
Yep. Now, Kansas legislators are pushing to protect workers who refuse the vaccines, because obviously if you were working for a municipality or whatever and you refused to take the vaccine, they were firing the workers under the guidelines of the federal government.
That's right, and they're also trying to show that they would still get unemployment benefits if they were fired for not getting vaccinated.
So what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I do think that there is a real debate whether or not these things are going to become the real norm, and how do we deal with them? Are people that don't get the vaccine, are they akin to lepers? Are they akin to be socially ostracized and all this kind of stuff?
They could be akin to Joe Biden yesterday when he was lost when the Milwaukee Bucks basketball team showed up for their White House visit and to get their congratulations and this, that, and the other. And they had a basketball and a jersey. They were standing there ready to give to Joe Biden. And Joe Biden was just looking around. Cameras went on. And he says, what are we supposed to do now?
You see, it just gets worse, doesn't it? I mean, it's a sad, sad thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take you to break, and I'm going to let her give us the phone number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Astroworld concert on Friday night in Houston, which caused a stampede which killed 8 people, is under close investigation now. The FBI is in on it. Meanwhile, over 24 lawsuits have been filed against rapper Travis Scott, a co-performer at the event, Drake, and Astroworld organizers and promoters. One of those to be suing them is Jonathan Espinoza, who says there were a lot of problems. For one thing, he says he expected, after being a paying customer, that there'd be more emergency facilities on hand should they have been needed.
Medics, not medics who don't even know what CPR is, go to say they had one AED out of the whole festival for 50,000 people. This is ridiculous.
After 28 years with NBC and MSNBC, Brian Williams is leaving the network at the end of this year, and this is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Live from Tampa Bay, Florida, it's the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. You can talk to the captain toll-free, 1-877-969-8600. Call now.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff. And it's Jeff at Sarasota that did that liner for us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is part of my regimen. I take it twice a day, every day, without fail, because of the problems that I have with my left ankle and foot and leg, that also, pain-wise, will shoot all the way up into my back and sometimes my shoulder or my wrist. It's all interrelated. But the fact of the matter is that you can find relief without having to worry about narcotics with a drug-free painkiller and a product that also will take care of the inflammation that your body deals with, and it's called Relief Factor. Now, the natural ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Also helps to lower and eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on. It targets the underlying problem areas from the 4 different metabolic pathways, and it will alleviate pain at the source. It's worked for me for going on over 6 years, and I believe it will work for you, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and take a look and try the 1995 3-week quick start. You got 3 weeks. Take it the way it says. I would be willing to bet you that the product will work for you. It'll help you. I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, thank you very much for telling us about Relief Factor. So there you go. Give it a shot. I mean, after all you got to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
Yep. Now, Nancy Pelosi agrees that the U.S. military is polluting at a pace far more, far larger than 140 countries combined. So now what do we do?
Well, you know, Captain, I think she said basically we recognize the military basically is producing, as you said, more pollution than 140 other countries combined and is exempt from climate regulations as well. They're a big user of fuel, she says. There have been many initiatives over time, very successful with technology, to convert from fossil fuel to other sources of fuel, unquote. But, you know, I don't know, Captain, can you have an electric military? I'm just not sure about that at this moment. But obviously, they go to these conferences, these climate change conferences, as Speaker Pelosi did, and I think they get up there and they say a bunch of stuff, and so they can pat each other on the back and say how enlightened they are about saving the planet and all these kinds of things. But, you know, it doesn't seem to really track with what, number one, we need to do. Even if we were trying to really save the planet, I don't know that we go about it this way.
And how do they get there to these world conferences? Do they row a boat? Do they have a sailboat?
Well, they should have like pedal powered boats or something like you
okay.
said. Yeah, they should do that. No, they get on private jets and they go over there.
And they burn a whole bunch of pollutants and drop that emissions in the air. Yep, right.
Well, of course, mm-hmm. but you know, it's all justified by saying, well, we're really important. See, we're really important. Now, the people across the highways and byways, to them, they're not really that important because they're the ones who had to make sacrifices. You know, we're going to cut your emissions down on your vehicles to make them almost impossible to, like here in California, you know, they do the smog checks, you know. Or we're going to sort of make you convert to electric vehicles. We're going to tell you you can't mow the lawn with the gas-powered mower. You know, all you bear the brunt of this, but the aristocracy, they have a whole different mindset.
Well, I want to prepare the people in the coal-producing states where coal is actually taken out of the ground and sent around the country for the coal-burning power plants that we have and overseas to China or wherever it is it's going, because the climate czar, John Ketchup Kerry, yesterday said the U.S. will not have coal by 2030.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, we generate about 25% of our electricity from coal, as I understand, but what he's talking about, we will not have coal plants. But, you know, there's technology that can be used, the carbon capturing and so forth. But again, Captain, where are we going to get all this new electricity, especially if everybody has to have an electric lawnmower, an electric car? And I'm not trying to be funny, but it just seems like what they're doing is they're setting these kinds of standards, and they don't seem to really care about what it means for jobs, what it means to transition, what it means to do any of these things. I don't know. Are people who work in coal, do they just now have to go learn to code? I guess, you know, they could be told, well, those words are pretty similar. You just change a couple of letters. So instead of coal, you've got code. You know, and in other words, they think that they can just throw out some euphemism, oh, go get another job. It just doesn't work that way. And Hillary Clinton found that out, by the way. Remember when she said she was going to replace the coal miners?
And, yeah, that worked really well for her. And the other thing is that I remember some of the movies, some of the prank movies and joke movies. They said, power, we'll have power, and they'd have people on bicycles, pedaling a bike, generating the power.
Right.
So that's what all the illegals are here for, so they can get on the bicycles and power us up with the power off the bicycles.
Well, you know, for the energy issues, you know, the market should really help to take care of these. If we would let the market do it, if we would let private industry innovate, come up with great ideas,
right,
mission-specific things, we could be going gangbusters in this country, energy-wise. It says there's an oligarchy, it seems, that right at the top that just says, nope, it's going to be the way we say it's going to be, and you better like it, and we're going to wrap it up in this notion that we're saving the planet, so anybody who criticizes us is obviously anti-planet at that point. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Now, Russia's advanced hypersonic missiles that Washington says they didn't see coming, but I think they did see them coming. We just haven't quite kept up with the neighbors, so to speak. Highlights Joe Biden's pathetic weakness in the new arms race that's out there. Russia is ahead of us, and this is something that people are going to have to think very long and hard on, especially in the military. These advanced hypersonic missiles can do a lot of damage, and we can't do much of anything against them.
Well, this is one of those realms where if you don't have a president who is, number one, projecting a lot of strength, projecting confidence, projecting a resolve, you set yourself up. I mean, one of the most horrible things you can do is appear weak. In this particular situation, because the Russians or the Chinese, they think about this stuff all the live long day. they want to make moves. Putin in Russia, he wants to do things for Russia and cobble together his own sort of fiefdoms, as it were. And they're willing to do almost anything to do it. But what holds a lot of that in check, and what has held that in check for many, many, many years, is a strong United States. And if Biden doesn't know, you know, what to do when the basketball team shows up, I mean, that tells him a lot.
Well, I told the group last night that, in my opinion, the Chinese, when they put those life-size carriers and destroyers in the desert like that, made them look real, they're doing that because that's where they're going to practice with their hypersonic missiles.
I think exactly right. And, you know, the carrier task force and so forth, they have many different ways of protecting themselves. But this hypersonic missile, from what I understand of it, of course, is going to be very, very difficult. But, you know, all the stuff with, like, the Strategic Defense Initiative and all those kinds of advanced weaponry, you know, basically hitting a bullet with another bullet, you know, they can do all this stuff, but they have to be able to have the resources to research it. They have to be ready. They have to be ready for tomorrow's war and not so much for yesterday's war.
Well, the big weapon against it is going to be the laser.
Yes.
And they have that capability.
Yes. And so, but this is a real world problem. And I don't think we can overstate it, because the Chinese, certainly the Chinese Communist Party, we want to be clear, they really believe that they can expand, their influence, that they can take away. To them, I think it's a zero-sum game. It's not like, well, we can all prosper and we can trade and all this kind of thing, and you're our biggest customer, so why will we ever do anything to hurt you? I think that's like a fallacy, and we just have to be ready. We have to be ready to deal with people from what their capabilities are, not from what we necessarily think they're in.
I remember Nikita Khrushchev at the United Nations. It made world history at the time. He took his shoe off, pounded it on the table, looked right over at the United States ambassador, I believe it was Adlai Stevenson, and said, "We will destroy you."
Yes,
I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Wednesday morning, so don't go anywhere. Currently 62 degrees here in my city, Tampa, Florida, where I'm sitting at. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Calls the mama, I'm so all the hand and I just around. I don't do proud in the words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid. I'm
a mama, I'm sure all the hunting and look around. Calls a mama, I'm sure all the hand and I get around.
Oh boy, the Black Crowes, too hard to handle. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, every time I play it, I like it even more.
Yes, no, it does stand up. It's a great rock record, absolutely.
Yeah, now, by the way, something just popped across my screen here. California's masked state, their COVID rate is twice that of Florida.
That is really, that's really significant, isn't it? Given all the different restrictions versus what Florida's been doing.
Right.
Yep.
So somebody's doing it right, somebody's doing it wrong, and everybody in California is paying for it.
That's exactly true.
All right. Well, we got weather out there. You got weather out there, so take it away.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Of course, out west tonight, we're still tracking those storms that came through and are coming through Washington, Oregon, up through Northern California. Right now, looking at some of the radar, looks like we've got some rain north of Portland there. We've also got rain down in Rosenberg, this coming down Interstate 5, some rain off the coast as well. And in Southern California, we're going to see quite a warm-up, Captain, and offshore winds, possibly a Santa Ana wind condition developing as we're looking towards getting to the end of the week with temperatures into the 90s. So winter not quite exactly here in the southwest, but it's going to be coming sooner, we hope, to get rid of these very, very high temperatures that keep coming through. But right now, if you're coming up Interstate 15 through Oregon and, through Utah, and you're coming up near Provo, you've got some light rain there outside of Provo. Nothing in Salt Lake City reading right now. I believe they're looking at cloudy, but 44 degrees. But if you're coming out and going northeast out of Salt Lake City up I-80, you're going to run into some light sleet, it looks like, before you get to about Lyman. So you want to be aware of that. Be careful of that. Also, down in Colorado, I-70, Grand Junction, reading rain right now. And, of course, we've got sleet and some snow on the higher elevations there as well. Not quite on I-70, but around it. And then down near Santa Fe, New Mexico, also light rain and looks like some snow in the higher elevations active right now.
Well, starting today, we're going to have a system try to build itself up into a storm in the upper Midwest, and it's going to be coming across, as we told you earlier this week. It looks like I-90, possibly I-94, I-80, and I-70. Right now, we have some activity in northern Michigan up there, gale warnings up along the lake, Superior and Huron, as well as Michigan. We've got a large area of fog right now, a large area of fog that takes us down to Detroit from the Canadian border up there and down into Toledo, Holy Toledo, and across the northern part of Indiana. So be advised of that, and that could create some problems with the drivers trying to go back and forth, the big trains in there in Michigan to try to haul the product back and forth between Detroit and Chicago for the foundries and whatnot in there, the big wheels and the aluminum and the steel and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. So that could be interesting. And then we've got, again, down here off the east coast of Florida, we've got some windy conditions. We've got some riptides down there. All the way down to Miami, all the way up to Jacksonville, And that's just kind of been there all week, Kyle. We got a little bit of the windy conditions along the eastern seaboard up there in Maine, down to where Lynn's at in Cape Cod. So I imagine the wind's blowing pretty good up there today at the moment. And it looks like as if what we're going to have here is we got to watch and see what's going to happen to the east with this weather as it develops, because, again, they're predicting a snowstorm, which could be starting out as rain, freezing rain, sleet, then changing to snow with a wind behind it, heavy rain, heavy snow, and perhaps even some what they call severe thunderstorms in the middle of a winter storm. And that's when you know you got a storm, when it's snowing outside and you got a thunderstorm going on.
Yes, exactly right. And I would also like to add, Captain, that up in Oregon, Snoqualmie Pass, or I should say Washington, I-90, they do have a weather alert there right now. They are reading snow and slush on the roadway, and, of course, you're probably going to want to come up there with chains. They are advising traction tires advised, and no oversized vehicles right now because of the condition there at Snoqualmie Pass.
Well, they have to carry chains in the wintertime. That's no ifs, ands, or buts. And if they don't and they get caught and they get stuck, then it's the fine is astronomical, and they don't want to do that. So just carry the chains and don't argue with anybody. And if you got to put them on, you got to put them on. That's all there is to it. Okay, so the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Nearest You, ladies and gentlemen. And the best part about the Pilot and Flying J I can tell you about is the great services that they offer there, especially at the Flying J's, where in some cases you're liable to find anything from a truck wash to a truck repair facility to a tire shop to the great food they have there, the stores they have there, and those points, all those points. Tell us about it, Kyle.
That's exactly right. All you got to do, folks, when you go to the Pilot or Flying J, you stop in, and you can join the Drivers Club right then and there. You can also go online if you like, and you can join by simply downloading the app, the My Rewards Plus app. It's available for Apple and also for Android devices as well. And no matter what, you join on site, but be sure to download the app as well, because you can track your points with that app, and you can have all kinds of great offers as well. Also, pilotflyingj.com, they have a great locations function, so wherever you are in the United States and you want to find the closest Pilot or Flying J so you can plan your route accordingly, you can do that. And joining that driver's club is really going to make a difference, because you're going to earn those points on everything that you buy at a Pilot or Flying J, and you'll be able to spend them back on the other products and services and so forth, everything but fuel, so it's really worth your while to do that.
Yeah, and for you guys and gals that are traveling I-75 between Atlanta and Florida, South Florida, or wherever here in Florida, don't forget to stop by mile marker 205 there, Jackson, Georgia, and they'll definitely take care of your coffee needs there. Go in there and tell them you were listening to the captain talk about the Flying J, and you'll get your free hot cup of coffee or no questions asked, as well as a couple of other Flying J's coming down towards the central part and southern part of Florida. So there you go.
Exactly right. And you're always going to find something great to eat as well at the Pilot and Flying J. Depending on where you're at and whether it's a Pilot or a Flying J, you might find a Denny's, you might find a Huddle House, and you might find one of my favorites, Captain, a Cinnabon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Or Dunkin' Donuts.
Or Dunkin' Donuts, that's right.
That's up in the Northeast, though.
Yep, yep. But, again, anything that you're craving out there on the road, they're going to have something to satisfy that once you get in and get something good to eat.
Okay. Here comes the music. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're going to be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to move through the night. And don't forget, it's all about we, the people here in this program. We are the bosses. They work for us. And don't forget. Let's start acting like it. Just like I told the people last night, we're going to take our country back. All we got to do is stick together. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.